Voici qui recommence, je ne comprends pas. Pourtant aujourd'hui il fait beau et quand j'y repense, je me dis qu'il y a quelque chose qui va pas. T'as déjà eu ce truc comme une vis dans la tête et le cœur qui fait bim bam bim bam boum. J'ai le mal, juste le mal de vivre. Oui je sais c'est rien, y a des choses plus graves dans la vie. Mais se sentir bien, c'est quand même important. C'est sûrement cette vie, c'est sûrement cette vie. Je vais peut-être la retrouver, elle va peut-être se décider. Mais en attendant, je suis seul et j'attends. Pourquoi ce nuage gris encore sur ta tête? Je te l'avais dit, si tu continues comme ça, je te laisserai là-bas, je te laisserai là-bas. Au milieu de tes fracas, je te laisserai là-bas. Oh oh, tu te demandes si tu avances. Et pourtant les mêmes tracas qui recommencent. Je ne comprends pas pourquoi quand le bonheur est là et quand j'y repense, je me dis qu'il y a quelque chose qui va pas. Hier sous la lune, j'ai encore rêvé de toi et ton cœur qui fait bim bam bim bam boum. Ça fait mal à vivre. Mais c'est pas très grave, juste un aléa dans la vie. Mais se sentir bien, c'est tellement important. Ce n'est pas cette vie, ce n'est pas cette vie. Tu ne dois pas la retrouver mais tout simplement l'oublier. Car en attendant, tu es seul et tu attends. Quand ce nuage gris est revenu sur ta tête, je te le redis, allez mieux ne tirer qu'à toi. Si tu continues comme ça, tu resteras tout seul là-bas. Car elle ne reviendra pas, tu resteras tout seul là-bas.
Urgh, what be this blue whale they be nattering about?
It's an old bar. Is he being the sippy sailing?
Arr, set sail for the sippy sailing. We shall thunder and loot all station IDs. Arr.
You're listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. Keep it locked.
Did you know that more than 90% of poisonings happen at home?
Huh?
Look closely and you will find poison risks hidden in plain sight inside every house.
Hmm.
But there are actions you can take to poison-proof your home, like keeping household cleaners locked up high and away from children, properly labeling and securing medicines and supplements, and installing carbon monoxide detectors near bedrooms and furnaces. Visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov to learn more, or call your local poison center at 1-800-222-1222, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 8th at 4 p.m., the women's lacrosse team plays New Paltz at the Red Dragon Field. On Thursday, April 9th, join the Love and Literature Club for a mocktails and mingling event happening at 6 p.m. in Fitzell Room 203. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. On Friday, April 10th, Backyard Beats is hosting a midday music festival at 3:30 in the Hunt Union Waterfront. On Saturday, April 11th, see the planetarium show Messengers of Time and Space from 10:30 to 11:15 or the Sky Tonight show from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. Also on Saturday, men's lacrosse plays Cortland at the Red Dragon Field at 1 p.m. On Sunday, April 12th, join WONY for our general body meeting happening at Fitzell Hall, Room 303 at 3 p.m. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for Fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Yo, what's up? DJ Nosferatu. I think I'm coming through, right? Does it look like I'm coming through? These headphones are terrible. I'm on the other side of the fence today.
Let me check these really quick. Those are all on.
Oh, yeah. These headphones are kind of...
Headphones are crazy. Oh, they're kind of coming through. Is there, for everybody out there in Radio Land, we're going through some technical difficulties this morning, but we're working it out. This is episode, 107. And we're joined by the amazing and great Andres Ballins today, who had a radio show up, even at WRHO.
Yep.
Yeah.
was a station manager at WRHO for a couple of years.
And yeah, you were cranking up there. I remember when I remember the olden days.
And I'm happy to hear that the signal is up again there too.
This is what I heard. Tim, you know Tim Ramey? Like red hair. He was on the other day. He's like okay. he's had a, like Greek life and stuff like that. He works at Kano, but he was telling me the other day that they're actually rolling up there again, which is pretty awesome.
That's good.
But today we have a special treat, and we're just going to talk a little bit first, and then we're going to play this. So Andres works up here in the music department. He does a lot of stuff, but he has a recent release. This is all out in public, available on what mediums right now?
It's on Bandcamp at SSIIMMPPLLEE.bandcamp.com.
Well, that's a lot. PP. So today we're going to listen to this tape. Digital tape.
Yeah, can't get the cassette player working, unfortunately.
Yeah, we have some weird automation thing going on up here. But what we're going to do is, tell us a little bit about the background of all this.
So the project is called Simple, and I've had the idea for the project for quite a while. I think the first time the name came up was like in the early 2000s, but I've never had a release under the name. And so finally put an album together. The album's called LB, and it was quite a process to put it together. I went through about 30 years of recordings and just took any bits that sounded interesting to me and and then wove it together into an album.
That's amazing. And we're going to listen to the straight through. Oh, there we go. I'm just checking that we have everything going through audio-wise because we got some weird stuff going on. None of my headphones are working over here. But
okay.
I'm totally stoked to listen to this. So the last thing I remember, I mean, you've done a bunch of stuff. Yeah. The last time I saw you perform was Future by Now.
Yeah,
I know you've done a bunch of other stuff in between there. But
I've played live for this project now a couple times. I played at Bushel maybe about a month ago, and
yeah, I heard that was awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I heard some people told me about that in Delhi.
Yeah,
and then you did something.
And then the concert up at school. And you'd, that was like last week.
Okay, cool. And that was one of the things from this, or was that, or is this something totally different?
Yeah, it was like same structure.
Yeah. Like same structure. Okay, yeah. Cool. But yeah, I mean, your live playing is few and far between these days, at least for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen it. The last time I saw you was up in the Black Box.
Right.
When you and Blake played.
Yeah.
Which was an amazing concert, by the way. But Andres used to always hang out with us, too. And when we were in college, he'd always be doing DJ and stuff like that. He's an amazing DJ, too. So I think we're gonna do two sets here, right?
Yeah, we'll split it in half. First half, like side A, is there's about 18 minutes per side. And it goes through continuously, kind of woven together with field recordings. We'll listen to the first half and then we can do another break.
Awesome. We're going to roll this now, everybody. Hopefully you enjoy. Once again, these are a couple longer things, so this is real. We are in the real world right now with What's in Your Pocket and the amazing. Are you still, what was your DJ name years ago? Was it Infinity?
There was a couple of different ones.
It wasn't. What was the one when you were, like, early 2000s? Did you?
Thought.
DJ Thought. That's right. Trying to remember all this stuff.
DJ names.
Yeah, DJ names. And what are you just going under now? Did you have a...
Simple for this, or my name.
Oh, okay. That's it? Okay, cool. Awesome. Oh, wait. Are we ready to roll?
Ready to roll.
Let's do it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I can hear it much better. That was awesome. So we were talking when that was going on about the recording process of this. So if you could talk about what instruments are on here, some of the hardware and maybe that you used and thought processes of the layering on here.
So, instrument-wise, I think there's a Casio keyboard more than any other instrument, probably.
What year's the keyboard? Do you know? Is it like an old school?
It is an old Casio keyboard, MT-41. Okay. And I've had it since I was a teenager. And I think it came out in like 84, something like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Does it have little drum pads on it?
This one does not, but it's what was really big in Jamaica for the slang 10 rhythm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. like, I didn't know till later reading about it that there was an engineer at Casio in Japan that was really into reggae and programmed that bass line into the MT-40. And then it became like a dance hall staple.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, full circle thing. So lots of Casio field recordings throughout that are mostly just field recordings from the area. And other instruments, a lot of synthesizers, saxophones, drums. Yeah.
And then just because it's always interesting to I know that we were talking about kind of more of the analog world on doing these things. So how much of the final production before the mixing, let's say, or, you know, I don't know, or mastering process or any of that stuff, like how much of that was done through digital means as opposed to tape?
So I went through like about 30 years of recordings, and those recordings were on cassette tape, reel to reel, and in the computer. And some of the cassettes were just like a stereo recording. Most of the cassettes were four track, so there's separate tracks.
Okay.
Reel to reel was pretty, I think that was all just two track, like just recordings that I had already kind of mixed down. Digital was assorted. Everything I kind of reinterpreted as it was coming back in. So I'd listen to something and I might be playing it backwards and at half speed, and not know it, but if it sounded good, then I just recorded it in that way and kind of moved on from that point. So
okay.
So yeah, it was coming from all different sources, and then I just put it in one big session to organize it.
We're using Pro Tools for this?
Sequencing it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And then yeah, put the album together that way.
Super cool. So let's see, that was the first, are there names for each of these tracks, or is it?
Yeah, and there's 18 songs.
Oh, man. So we listened to the first, can you give us the names of the first, the first half here, just in the, that we just listened to?
Yep, so we're up to track 9 right now, which is sequence number 4. And I'm just like, the tracks, well, it starts with Beginning. Second track is Time Lag Choir. Third track is So Fast. Fourth track is Sound Wave. Fifth track is Highway. Sixth track is Sequence Number 3. Seventh track is Feels Like Winter. Eighth track is Pop. And where we stopped was Sequence Number 4.
Okay, cool. I'm going to put a link in the on my Instagram page for this.
Cool.
So people can go and either purchase it, because you can get it through Bandcamp, right?
Yep.
That's it. And through tape?
Yeah. Or not? Yes, and I'm waiting. I have tapes being manufactured, and hopefully get them in like 2 weeks. But that'll be up on Bandcamp, too.
That'll be up on Bandcamp, yeah. Too. But you'll have those in, like, somebody can, like, see you and give you money, like, personally for a tape?
Yeah, or...
Cashola?
Absolutely. Or, you know, you can just get it on the Bandcamp page.
Cool. Sweet. I have to get my tape. It's so funny with all the, analog media I have. I do not have a working tape player right now.
They are at the age where a lot of the cassette decks are like just not working.
Yes.
Servicing. I've always listened to cassettes. There was like a time where I didn't as much because my cassette decks were all not working, but I got them repaired. And because so much of this material came from cassette, it felt like it makes sense to put the album out on cassette, too.
Oh, yeah. No, it's awesome. And a lot of people have been doing it. It's just funny. I have some like students up here that are like, oh, I have a tape of this stuff. And I was like, do you even have a tape player? You know, for the kids, at least, you know. It's much easier. Sometimes it's even, for me, I don't listen to CDs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you do, but.
Not really. Mostly records.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same with me. So I think I actually still have my dual cassette from that, the same years that Techniques,
mm-hmm,
from that I was, my receiver is, which of course doesn't work. But it's actually the tape deck seems to, like the deck seemed to work. It's like the toggles for whatever,
uh-huh,
the outputs or switching or whatever is not, those are not okay, working, or they're just dirty or whatever. So, yeah, I'll put all this stuff once again in the link after, so people can kind of go through and listen to this on Bandcamp and purchase it as well. But we're going to listen to the second half of this now. And so that it makes more sense, let's read off the titles of these so that we don't have to do it at the end.
All right. So we're coming back in on sequence number 4. Then it's a song called Time and Place. Then In Waiting. Then Everybody. Track called 0 to 20. Animal. Danger. Over the Rainbow. I Am That. And End.
Sweet. End. Perfect.
Literal.
All right, here we go. Side 2, I guess we would call it, correct?
That's right. We're the B-side now.
The B-side, baby.
Okay. Thank you.
keep on looking for you. Yeah.
That's right. We're back.
I'm back.
I'm loud.
Yeah.
Gav's here, too, as well. Yeah, so that was awesome. Andres' new album is out for everybody to listen to. All streaming platforms of everything. You can get it at Aldi's in the center aisle of Aldi's. It'll be available next to the inflatable pools. Mm. And other stuff like that, and cream cheese, right?
Working on co-branding.
That's right. So let's, can you repeat the link once again? And I'll also put it in my, on a link in the socials, but how do we get a hold of this?
On Bandcamp, and it's simple, but double every letter, at .bandcamp.com.
Well, that's... That's not so simple.
Simple.bandcamp.com was taken.
Amazing. Yeah, that was fun. Okay. So tomorrow is Christina Plath Strain, who she owns. I got to look it up right now, the name of the company. Let's see. Christina... So there was a documentary, I guess a small little documentary thing on YouTube the other day, because they live in Gilbertsville. Do you know Pat Strain? Yes. Yeah, he played pedal steel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a documentary in that was online about a business in Gilbertsville, and she is, I think it's called Badger Face, Beauty. We'll have to go back and check that. But she's going to be on tomorrow morning. She makes, like, I think, like, salves and stuff like that.
Salves.
It's spelled, like, weird the way you... Salves. but it's pretty cool. Gilbertsville, there's, like, less than 1,000 people that live in Gilbertsville.
Hmm.
Which I did not know. The population's, like, extremely, extremely small.
Does that make it a hamlet?
Yes. Right? Somebody else had mentioned that that word the other day.
I don't know where the cutoff is for hamlet.
Yeah, it has to do with, yeah, population. I think Cassandra Miller grew up in a hamlet.
I might agree.
Yeah, what was the place that I had said that was near... It was near... Was it Cassandra? Who was it? No, it was Sarah Simpson.
Yeah, Sarah grew up in... Whitney Point School District.
Whitney Point. But there was another...
But Aubrey.
Yeah, and I think that was a hamlet.
New York Valley's probably a hamlet. That's where I'm from.
That's right. I can hear you.
Yeah. Mic number four.
Look at he's on mic number four. Gav's here, mic number four.
Hey, what's up?
Oh,
data voice. General
hey.
In the house.
Data?
Data? Data? What do you say? Data or data? Andres?
I think I probably use both.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot what Gav uses.
I say data because I say A's, long A's.
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 A's like a friggin' Fonz over here. Yeah, so that's tomorrow morning. That'll be episode 107. For everybody out there listening to, I'm taking all next week off. Not going to be here. Because I got too much going on. This Pink Floyd the Wall thing.
I'll take over for you.
That's right. Gav can
every day.
Gav can come on.
It sound a lot like Automation, though.
That's right. You can just come here and pretend you're me. It's just be really annoying.
Let me look this up.
That's exactly what I sound like. You could have guests on. You could interview them. If anybody wants to be on the show,
Nick. Interview yourself.
That's right. You could just do that for 5 days in a row. Interview yourself.
Talk to myself.
Yeah, that's right. You talk about all the hats you make.
One of them's really distorted and one of them's not.
Yeah, Gab makes hats. They're pretty awesome. I won't be here next week. And then I'm going to do, I've decided that at the end of May, I'm taking the summer off. So I'm only doing my show to the end of May. So,
are you doing the vinyl-a-thon?
I want to. Are you doing, do you want to do it?
Did we do it? Was that already last year? Was that,
We did something... Yeah, I think so. The Vinyl-thon up here is on the 19th, everybody. So if anybody wants to be on the Vinyl-thon, I think there was a bunch of open slots. There's like a spreadsheet out there, but like last time I looked, it was only like half filled.
Oh, when are you doing it?
It's like noon or something like that, noon to like 1.
Oh, okay.
On Sunday the 19th. I could make it longer. I'll look at it today and see what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll sign up for something.
So nonchalant about it. Maybe I'll do it. So Vinyl-thon is theoretically on the 19th. Hopefully... if anybody's interested in that, you can message me and I'll look and see what's going on the Wony spreadsheet for that. So, I think that's it. We have anything else? Andres, you're awesome.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and you should. Everybody should go listen to Andres's new album. It's simple with every one of those letters quadrupled at. At Andres with any one of those letters quintupled dot awesome, and that's how you can go ahead and get that album vocoder included. Alright everyone, rock and roll. I'm going to be out of here. We're going to set the automation up. I'll see you tomorrow morning, and keep everything locked, as they say in Radioland.
Please watch your step before getting onto the boat. It's going to be a little bumpy. My name is Caitlin, and I'll be the captain of today's voyage on the Whale Watching Experience. I will also act as your translator. Yes, you heard that right. Your translator. I can speak whale. Ooh, there's one now. Let's take a listen. It's trying to say hi. Look, it's trying to wave at us. Now it's saying, you're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. That's kind of random, but all right. Uh-oh. It's lifting its flipper. It's too close to the boat. Oh, my God. It's going to splash. Ugh. Keep it locked.
100 years ago, there were 100,000 tigers.